So I'm kind of looking at a bit of a different format here. So this is just going to be audio. I'm not going to do a kind of video really a lot to go along with it. So I suppose the first thing I'm going to talk about is me, really. And what I do, what I like, what I don't like, all those kind of things that make me a unique snowflake. So I'm a technician. I'm a techie, always kind of have been, always been interested in practical things and how things work, how you can kind of take things apart, what makes them work, what makes them tick. My job involves quite a few various things. I create media, so whether it be visual backgrounds, so that could be still images, it could be some video content, it could be audio content. I also fix various bits and pieces. So if, say, a recall switch has broken, someone will bring it to me and we'll have a look and see if we can fix it. I also fix various kind of, I suppose fix isn't necessarily the right word, but I advise and guide people on software things and hardware things, problems with using a computer, problems with using software, all those kind of things, really. And I love it. It's a wonderful job with wonderful people. There's never a dull moment. There's normally some sort of interesting problem or project to work on. And yeah, it's great. What do I like? I like all sorts. Music, films, usual. I also like my techie things. So I like looking at new technology that's coming out. I like looking at technology that has come out and how it can be used in different ways. That's always an interesting area to look at. Yeah, so I like all sorts, really. What I don't like, don't like world politics because it scares me. Politicians in general scare me. Don't like most pop music. So I really kind of generally like most things. I'm quite a fan of art and graphic design. But yeah. So kind of what I am aiming to do is every now and then I will kind of look at a topic that doesn't necessarily need video to go along with it, really. Kind of might be rants, might be ideas, might be just kind of generally looking at the state of things, state of the world. Might be things I've found that I thought people might find interesting. And yeah, so what I will cover a bit today, just as a kind of intro to it already, is a bit about using computers, because I've found some people really struggle with technology and really struggle with computers in general, and it's not their fault. A lot of people will kind of slate others for not being able to use things. So people will kind of complain that their parents or their gran or granddad can't use Facebook or Snapchat, or they can't figure out the iPad, or they don't know what live streaming is. But the problem is that a lot of people don't really understand and don't take the time to understand is that a lot of these things are very new. So when I was younger, mobile phones were just really kind of becoming mainstream, and you were starting to see more and more people with them. I was 12 when I got my first mobile phone, and that was considered young then. Now you see kids with a mobile device as young as like 3. And that's quite scary. But what it also leads to is people growing up knowing how this technology works. They grow up knowing that if I press this button, this will happen. And that's fine. But not everyone had that. Not everyone has grown up with this technology that allows them to access the world around them and allows them to gain huge amounts of information in such a short amount of time. There was once a time where you had to go to a building called a library if you wanted to find out about things, and you had to ask the nice librarian, do you have this book? Or you had to look at the Dewey Decimal system and kind of scroll through that and see if it had it. And if not, you'd then go back to the librarian and say, could you get this, or is it possible to get this book? And she might say yes, she might say no. And then you had to take that book home and you had to read it, and then you had to take it back to them. And if you didn't take it back in time, you got fined. And that's something that probably not a lot of people have done. And I think that is kind of one of the reasons why libraries now are so few and far between, and so many have shut down, that people just think, well, that sounds like way too much effort to find out how to do something. I'll just Google it. I'll look on YouTube. I'll look on Instructables or something like that. And yes, it is so much easier to look online. I will not deny that. If I want to, look up a recipe for something, it's easier for me to type in Google how to make X dish than it is for me to go down to the local library, look through all the cooking books and see if one has that recipe, and then take it home, do my best not to get any food on it while I'm trying to make the recipe, and do it that way. But I think a lot of people kind of feel the stigma around admitting that they don't know things. I've had people say to me, I don't know how to do things, you probably think I'm an idiot. And I try to reaffirm to them that it doesn't make them an idiot, it just is that they don't know how to do it. And we all don't know how to do things, and that's nothing to be ashamed of. The thing to be ashamed of is to say, I don't know how to do something, I'm going to give up. Instead of doing that, try learning it. Try sitting down and giving it a go. Because if you don't give it a go, then you'll never know if you're possible or if you're able to do it. So I think it's not that people are idiots. I think the only real kind of idiots, as it were, are people that don't try to learn new things. Human civilization wouldn't have gotten to where it was if it wasn't for people trying new things and trying to learn things. So, yeah, if you do find that you don't know something, don't feel afraid to say. Speak up. It's nothing to be ashamed of. I mean, one thing that I say to people when I try to kind of explain to them about computers and technology is, as long as it's not spitting out smoke and fire, pretty much everything else can be fixed. And yes, that's technically not true, but for the majority of things, somebody will know how to fix it. And yes, it might cost you money, it might not, somebody might do it for free, or it just might be a really quick thing, so they'll just go, oh, forget about it. But yeah, if you don't know how to do something, just ask someone. Ask someone that you think might know how to do it. So if you struggle with using the internet, ask someone that is very tech savvy, how can I do this? And what's the best way for me to remember how to do this? I often suggest to people that they take notes. So if they are struggling to remember things, then they should have a notebook at hand and kind of write down what I'm saying and then refer back to that if ever they need to. That way, if they're the ones taking the notes, they will often be more likely to understand what those notes say, what those notes mean, what they refer to. So I try to kind of make sure that people are there, and I will generally kind of talk through a process, and then I will have them do that process themselves, as not everyone learns very well by being spoken to. Some people find that a really great way to learn and they will pick up on it easily. Others find doing something far better, and I find that often people do better when give them the chance to do that, do an activity themselves. So don't kind of ostracize people if they don't know how to do things. Understand that they may not have had these things when they were a bit younger. So your parents wouldn't have had iPads when they were your age because they weren't invented then. And that's not kind of slating them for being old, as it were. It's just that certain things weren't invented at certain times. And there will come a day where you have children and your children will be doing something and you'll probably go, oh God, I don't know how to do that. But I'm afraid to say I don't know how to do it. So I'll make up some excuse or some long-winded story as to why you can't do it. Don't kind of be afraid. Just say, I don't know how to do that. Would you mind showing me how? And then you can kind of turn it into an experience of both of you. You can make it so that as a parent, you're bonding with your child. Also, your child is seeing that, yes, they often will see parents as these indestructible people that know everything, but there will always come a time where they go, actually, no, they're just people, just like me. And that will help them realise that sometimes you need help. You need someone to give you that advice and that helping hand along the process. But also, it gives them a skill. It teaches them how to teach. And it teaches them personal skills so that they can go away and help others. And I think that's the real power of humanity and humans in general, the ability to help each other. And I think it's something that we don't always do enough of. Sometimes we will kind of keep things to ourselves to give us an edge over somebody or power over somebody. And I think that's quite a selfish way to be. We should share what we know. We should share the skills and the knowledge we each have. And we should turn that knowledge into something greater through collaboration. I feel that within certain areas, collaboration is the only way to move forward. And unfortunately, that doesn't happen enough in some areas. And technology, unfortunately, is one of those areas. A lot of companies will not collaborate with each other because they are scared that they'll lose money and their profit margins won't be as big. But if I were to see two companies cooperating and really working together on something, I would feel that they are better companies for doing it. And I would be more likely to purchase said products. So for example, and this will likely never happen, but if Microsoft and Apple worked on a product together, I would be more likely and more interested in the product that they came up with than either of their individual projects or individual products. And like I said, it will probably never happen. Not unless either of those companies really start, not unless both of those companies really start struggling. And that is highly unlikely to happen. But it's something that I feel more needs to be done of. So, kind of, companies need to work together more, and people need to work together more. So, like I said, next time, kind of, your parents or somebody says, I don't know how to do this, instead of just kind of shrugging it off or kind of thinking they're idiots, take a moment to think about why they can't, about why they lack that skill. So, for example, if it is using an iPad, think, well, they didn't have an iPad when they were my age, so they won't have learned these skills. I'm going to teach them those skills, and I'm going to teach them those skills in a way that doesn't make them feel stupid or silly. Because how would I feel if someone was to teach me in that way? It doesn't feel very nice. So, yeah, try to help people more, and try to collaborate with others more. So yeah, thank you for kind of listening to this and listening to me talk about these topics and issues. Hope you enjoyed it, and see you soon, hopefully.